agenda.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to them, but you appreciate it.
Gentlemen, would you please introduce yourselves?
I'm John Les, I'm the new IT person for the town.
I'm Bob Skinner, I'm town administrator.
Could you spell your last name, please?
Les, L-A-S-S.
Thank you.
Too simple.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone has reviewed the minutes. Do we make a motion to second it? Lori?
I have a change that on how the minutes are to be posted. That isn't what we discussed the last time, but I think that's the way it should be because the minutes are getting changed outside of our control. And I have no way to set up a Zoom meeting.
Well, I didn't understand that why they're being changed.
He amended our minutes.
He did.
That guy did that.
Somebody
posted an amended minutes and it wasn't.
Oh, big. That's right, yeah. How can you amend them? Okay, so I think you're talking about the new way we have to do it with the Zoom information. Is that what you mean?
Well,
new process?
That's part of
it.
Yes.
Or the minutes? Are you talking about the agenda or the minutes?
The agenda. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, agenda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The agenda.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay, but did we approve?
I said the second minutes. You said that. Who said
yeah.
Seconding?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Now the agenda. Sorry. And that's what I was. Okay. What?
Are we accepting the
yeah.
previous minutes
aye.
or
yeah.
Okay.
Now getting back to Lori, I guess we don't understand because I guess when you put something together and sent it down, how can it be amended afterwards? Right?
The agenda?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I spoke to the chair and said we were looking to make or wanted to just be introduced to you some technology we have, room that would be available. And then also talk to you about some of the funding we have coming that would be available. And the chair is the one who actually sets the agenda. And
you could have told us this before the agenda was set.
No. Well, actually, I had discussions with some of the members of Senior Social Services about setting up a meeting for, again, to review this technology and some other things.
But yeah, but this is all relatively new. So I think he told you as soon as it was confirmed that you were going to be doing this way of a meeting, right, Bob?
I guess. I mean, I didn't realize the agenda had been posted yet. When I saw it was posted, that's when I called the chair, and the chair
yeah.
said, and the chair is the one who sets the agenda, that she had no objection to making the change, and I just, you know, made the change and notified everybody else.
But then I got hollered at
by everybody because
not we.
No, no.
I don't mind.
That's the agenda set. It's set, right? Or,
no, you can amend
it. That's what we're asking.
You can absolutely amend the agenda. You can amend it at a meeting if it's a regular meeting, or you can amend it 24 hours in advance of the meeting.
Okay.
And anyone can.
With the approval of the chair.
Okay.
And it was set as an amended agenda, so people would realize that if you
yes.
saw the original, that this was an amended one instead of amended agenda.
Right, that makes sense.
So that is permitted under the rules. The rules were filed to do it, and so it was amended.
Well, thanks for
explaining. I mean, I've gotten confused.
So don't holler at me.
Oh.
Okay, are you all finished with that, Lori?
I guess so.
okay, old business. This is going to be a review of our strategic planning, and Michi will take care of that. It might take a little while. This is long overdue. So, Michi, will you continue? Thank you. I prepared, so it should be short. Everything is written. All you have to do is read it. But anyway, many of you, several of you, have not been around when we started the strategic planning. So what I'd like to say how the process was, and discuss a little bit about the report, and then I would like to discuss next step. Not discuss, but give suggested next step. So first of all, in 2018, let's see here. She initiated the strategic planning, and she solicited from the Canton residents to serve on the committee to come up with a strategic plan for.
Richie, you're going to have to speak louder.
Oh, okay. So they, can you hear? Okay. So we had about the 7 people who volunteered, or 7 or 8, and this committee member was appointed by the Board of Selectmen. And so we brought in and then we started the meeting. And what we do was we looked at the current needs and future needs, and then tried to come up with how we best the senior and the social service could serve. So that's how we started. All committee members are volunteers, so, you know. And then we included the director of social service, and we were able to hire consultants to facilitate the process. We applied for Hartford Foundation, got $7,000. That's good. Yeah. And so we worked with Mr. Tom Giesel, who was in TGBC consulting business consulting. And he was really, really dedicated to help us with this. We collected extensive information from residents and the community groups. And we did a survey of the residents. We got 321 responses. And we did the focus group of the social service clients, and then service providers and users to get if we can find out community. And the other thing we did was community partner focus group, people who work towards social service and senior service in the community and the nearby Farmington Valley to come up with some ideas. And also we had so-called think tank. The people who are leadership in this community with the organization or agency we work with, or education and others, we got those headhunter folks, administrators to get together. We spent the whole day to get the assessment. So we really did a lot of work in terms of gathering information. We're moving along. There was some bump in March. Director of Social Service resigned abruptly, and she was taking lead coordinating us and consultants. So after all this, Mr. Skinner suggested, why don't we take a little break? Which was a good idea. And so we did. And then when we resumed, four of the committee members stepped down. So we got a couple of new people. And also those names are in here. And we continued our work and finished the work. One of the most helpful aspects of the second portion of this work was Beth Kendall, who was acting
an acting select person of the board. She joined us and she was very, very helpful. And we completed the report. And we submitted to the Board of Directors meeting in February 2020, and this was approved. So this is an official kind of document. So I would like to highlight a couple of the report. Okay. We got lots of information and suggestions, and we came up with several, and the major finding was that the people really didn't know that many seniors, social service people, they may not know we can offer lots of services. And then other thing was, even if they know, people are reluctant to get the help. Mm-hmm. So that was a problem. We did that. Most people who use services were satisfied and happy with it. But we really needed the outreach. The page 5 of the report has a very specific finding, but because of the time construction, I'm going to move on. We took several things, but the four things kept coming up, and that was community outreach, and we needed to have developed an enhanced offering to meet the need of seniors, and our social service need to coordination service and provide more services, and improve efficiency and operational capacity of the social service department and senior services. And you can get into the detail, but those are the directions that we decide to work on. And we have, in terms of strategic goals, we have four major goals. And that is on page 8 and 9, okay? The first one was improved community outreach and engagement. And we have several things in terms of short-term goals and intermediate goals and the long-term goals. And number 2, develop senior center offerings that meet the needs of Canton's aging population. And goal 3 is provide a social services department that accommodates diverse needs of youth, families, individuals, and seniors. And goal number 4 is expand and improve organizational efficiency of senior and social services. So those are the 4 major goals, which is very consistent with most of what you brought up. Under this, we have a, you know, kind of an action plan, but I'm not gonna go into it. So those are the 4 different goals, and I write for you guys to read it, page 8 and 9, okay? So any questions so far? Yeah, that was quick. what I would like to suggest is several steps. Okay, so this is a page. We can do this in any order. Okay, first step I'm suggesting is coordinate and incorporate the Heather's documented strategic plan, because many of those are the same. But this strategic plan, we should use this because it's because of a community input. And also it's the official document, you know. So, but it was started in 2018. So we need to get more data.
Right.
we need to update the information in county with senior. I can download American Community Survey. Census Bureau has a survey of the community residents. I just figured out how to download it. And also, 2020 census, the result will be coming up soon. Okay, so I think we should take a look at it. Also, and then when we do this and update the data, we should take a look at the goals and the plan, action plan, and then try to see, you know, which goal would be more appropriate to pursue. So setting, prioritizing the actions would be really nice. Mm-hmm. And so those are the plans I suggest. And one thing, we had a problem with the Skinner candidate. We can get a lot of information and how many people receive service, how many activities we have. But what we don't have now is how many people are needing services. And that's what I was trying to work with Jessica to see if we can get it. But then in a quick number I should give you, Canton has a little over 1,000 households. That includes 65 plus people. Okay. Also, in 2019, 115 men and 314 women live alone who are 65 years or older.
What percent?
The first one, 65 plus living alone.
Yeah.
We have 115 male and 314 women. So just to give you a glimpse of the numbers, you know. So anyway, so I thought that, you know, we kind of group of people can get sit down and start working on that.
And one thing I was thinking as you were talking about this, is, you know, and you sort of mentioned this, but there are some things in the plan that have already been done. So maybe it'd be a good idea too to go through the plan and update it now that we have Jessica and Jess, and sort of, you know, we can annotate it, keep what you had, but annotate it so we know what things have already been taken care of, so we don't have to go there anymore. You know,
well, Jessica did the update 6 months after she started, and we have the documentation. Those are the included in the reviewing the goals and priorities.
Oh, okay.
That's what we need to do.
Okay.
She's been working hard.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So anyway, any questions?
I have a question. Back when I believe Mr. Skinner was there, when we were downstairs, when this was all being put together, we were talking about an outreach program because people, we don't even Heather doesn't, no one understands this. People have been lived here for 30 years. They don't know what's available. And you could call them and then they think because older people forget or whatever. So I spoke to Mr. Skinner because the Lions Club said that they would put money in on it. If we took like a big, like a little bit bigger than that sheet of paper, and Jessica can put her information, and now we have Jess, because we couldn't do it because we didn't have a coordinator. So now we have Jess, and we can even put Tanoa, because sometimes when people call in, and Jess is busy, Tanoa can answer questions.
Oh, yeah.
So we can put Tanoa's name and number on there. We can put a few of the local doctor's office, blood lab, you know, just so people have them, the 911, the police emergency. And then, you know what I mean? Just put that. And then the Lions Club, they said that they would laminate them.
Yeah.
And then we need an outreach group, like 4 people to go door to door. And you guys can give us, I had talked to Jess and Jess to give us like flyers of what's coming up. We can reach out, go door to door, give them a bottle of water or something. Say, I'm a volunteer in this town. Here's a bottle of water. This is the information. You know, the one-on-one is a lot. Now I'm willing to do that if I have a couple people to help me because I love to talk to these people.
Let me.
But you got to get it out there.
Those are the specific action plans, okay? So when you do the strategic planning, you come up with what we're going to do. Those are the goals.
Right.
And then we come up with how we're going to get these goals achieved. Mm. And then that's what we are. So, you know, your suggestion is fine. Why don't you write it down and send it, and then maybe we can incorporate into the action plan.
Right.
But we are not going to talk about specific today.
I just wanted to add to that. That's exactly what I was going to say, Nishi. And Donna and I have talked about that. And in general, I think that's a great idea, and whoever's interested. But we've also talked about doing it just at ShopRite and handing out our, you know, our scribe, our newsletter with all that information.
That's fine.
You know, meet and greet someone from the COA if you'd like, you know, tell them about, you know, the committee, the membership, our senior center. So those are just some more ideas that we
about. So any way to come up with the, you know, you look at the goal,
right?
Outreach is one of the major goals. Yeah. So if you have idea about how we should do this, send it to me,
right,
and I'll put them together. We cannot do it in a piecemeal.
Right.
Yeah.
Donna was this. Jessica was this. We can't do that.
Right.
We have to have some order with that flow.
Yeah.
So let's do that. And then if you get the, you know, information, then what I like to do is I like to volunteer Heather. And the other people who are interested to go through this and put it together and then come up with a specific step. And I like to hear what the leaders, you know,
what do you have?
So yeah, I just, you know, if you don't have any questions, we can move on.
How do we have the authority to amend or update the strategic plan?
I don't know if we have to amend it.
We are talking about updating it too.
Mm-hmm. So we would probably talk with the Board of Selectmen and let them know what we're doing. It's always good for people who run the show to know what we're doing.
It sounds more like what you want to do is fulfill what was
more
than amended. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree, you need to do a lot more outreach.
Yeah.
And that was a goal under the current plan. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you need to amend the plan. Mm-hmm. I think you need to fill in the action steps and then take action and actually, you know, do the outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Door to door works well for something that doesn't. If you need a, you know, mental health support, you may have to be telling that to the person or not going to go with a flyer. Where if you could respond to something with an email back to, you know, a professional, maybe more likely to do that kind of thing. So I think you need a multiple approach as far as the outreach goes. But I don't think you need to go back to the board like and amend the plan. If you were to say, hey, we want to see these dramatic changes, then I'd say, yeah, go back to the board. But it sounds more like what you want to do is work to fulfill the goal that was originally. That you can do. You don't need certainly anybody's approval to do that. That's one year old anyway.
The other thing is that when we come up with some progress, we would like for the selectmen to know those things. So we contact the selectmen to keep them informed, because some of the long term goal is going to cost money. So we want them to give us support. So, okay.
Thank you, Michi. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Erica.
Yeah, that was great. It's 12:24. Okay. Michi's all set.
Yeah.
All right. Heather, we know you did a lot of work. Would you just like to say a couple things of what you learned, or?
Well, I think I pretty much went through it in the last meeting, so we don't really need to repeat it. I think, as Michi said, what we just need to do now is kind of just synthesize everything and any new information we have that could inform our priorities. Mm-hmm. We need that so we can get that together. And then I think maybe if we can do that offline between now and the next meeting, we can present, here's a proposed way to move forward, and then we can discuss it, change it, whatever we need to do, and then we can start getting the specific details for the action steps. So I don't think it's different. I think it's just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for, you know, all that you have also done. Any other old business? New business, status of opening the senior center and summer programs. Jessica would like to speak on that.
Just really quick, you already know most of the information, but we've been open since April. We're doing a lot of programs little by little. Right now we have our blood pressure, blood sugar clinic running again, bingo. We've been doing the grab and go lunches the whole time. Wee bowling is coming back. We've been waiting for that. So that was just scheduled today. We have a brand new stroke OT class that was really well attended, a senior movement class. And then Jeff will give you the details, most of which is in the scribe already. But we have a lot of things planned coming up, a lot of outside events, grab and goes. And the only other new thing is we are hoping to plan for in-person, in-house congregate lunches again in like July and August, if not before. So that is up and coming. I don't know exactly what that will look like. It will be different, and that will have to be discussed with everybody, including Mr. Skinner, because of how Laura's hours are now and, you know, how that was set up. So we are looking to do that. Some sort of a hybrid grab and go, start coming back in person in the future. And so Jeff can elaborate more with like the dates of the programs coming up and stuff like that.
So if you guys have the scribe, this is like the most important thing to have every month. I put an activities schedule in here and it tells you exactly what's going on every day at the senior center. And in addition to that, I'm also planning a luau event coming up next month. And I'm also planning the Rotary Club picnic with Avon Senior Center. And we're just basically taking it month by month. And if you have any questions, just please let me know, but everything should be right here for you.
Yeah, we're trying to get back to normal as, you know, as safely and quickly as we can.
Yes.
And the Rotary lunch with Avon is going to be hosted at Avon.
Yes, it will be. So it's a little different this year, but more information soon
to follow.
So,
yeah. I have two questions. One is about our transportation, because I helped Vicki do the fundraising for that, our vehicle, memory thin vehicle. And back when I was looking at my old notes to know that we figured it within 5 years we would be needing a new vehicle. Now, what is the proposed, are we gonna, because I know the town doesn't have money for them, right?
Yeah, there's a grant that usually pays 80% of the vehicle. Just your task of applying for that right. grant.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did the deadline pass for that grant?
No. I'm okay. doing that right now. All I'm right. literally actively doing that. So I forget his name, the gentleman's name that does that entire process. But I've had several phone call in her informative sessions with him and Dean Martell at Dial-A-Ride, just because he knows the process too. But yes, you are correct. The van is coming towards coming the end soon. Of its useful life, so we'll definitely. We are applying for that and going through the grant process. It takes a long time.
Well, the grant process, well, the actual application shouldn't take that long.
Yeah.
After you put the application in, then the state has to approve it. Then they right. have to order the van and they right. have to come.
That part
takes a little while. And that's why it was about a year ago, I think we talked about it. I said, you know, probably we're going to get it in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Start the process now. So we need to work on getting that application in, and then you know, we'll move forward with the grant. I don't think the town has any problem coming up with the 20%, but if the grant's available to pay 80% of it, we should be paying 100%.
Right.
So, well, you know, we need to apply to move forward with that grant process.
Torrington and Winstead, and I noticed now Avon has the chamber in the what's that other thing? Businesses donate money. They have their name on.
Oh, the Rotary.
The Rotary has five vehicles to town of Avon for their transportation. And they donate money for gas and repairs. As long as they have, we have Kevin Sullivan and the O'Neills. You know, the Sullivan family is huge in this town and they've supported the schools. I'm not saying this, don't be rude. I don't care if it says Joe Blow on the side of it. If it's donated by the Sullivan family, if they, you know what I mean? Compliments
on it
if they want to put a donation.
We certainly have looked at either advertising, licensing agreements, things like that before. One reason or another, the town shied away from it. I agree. I wouldn't have any problem with that. I wanted to put advertising at the school board at the school, but I guess sometimes there's some reluctance to that, but what I certainly would have a problem with, I think it'd be a good idea to bring additional revenue in.
And then
that's funding we can, you know, we can take funding away for dollar right now and use it up. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we can get someone to donate, and they're huge in Sullivan, they named their senior center Sullivan Senior Center because they donated. And I know a while back Henry Bear's family wanted to donate, you know, to our senior center, but it was squished like a bug. I don't, you know, can we like re-entertain that?
Yeah, I don't remember anything about the Bears donating to the senior center, but
Henry Bear senior center or something.
That is a board, that would be a board selectman decision. It has to be some sort
of
policy around
that. Well, would you entertain it if
that,
I can get it kind of set up?
I would start with the Dial-A-Ride first. Before I name the senior center, but if we're going to name the senior center, I want some improvement to the senior center as part of it, you know.
Yeah,
well, they, leverage.
Yes, they're not going to just put their name on it if they want to contribute to, you know, repairs and stuff.
But I would start with the van first, and I would certainly illustrate where it's been done in other communities, and if you had an idea how much revenue's been brought in, I think that would be fine. I certainly wouldn't have any objection to it. I would hope the board wouldn't, but it just, then it's like, what about this family, what about that family? It can sometimes get complicated.
You can take donations for other things.
We don't put the name on the side. Right. That's it looks like you're endorsing.
Right.
It's always something to come.
Okay.
With it.
Right. One more thing. When the last meeting we had, this young lady was in college. We were downstairs. And you had told us that you hired a girl, young lady, to be senior personnel, whatever. But she was only giving us so many hours because she was still in school. Remember that talk I had with you?
No, not particular.
She's out of college. And,
you're heading somewhere.
Well, because she's out of college and she's doing a remarkable job. And we like her and we want to keep her. And
yeah, but your hours now is the same as with the fire person, right? Yeah, so her hours aren't decreased because
right,
she's in college.
We need her more, and she just, you know, the necessity of her.
All right, but I guess my point is you were saying something about her hours are decreased because she's in college,
right?
But her hours are right now with the position is set for. So it's what we just passed in the most recent budget hours, and that's what the hours are set at. It's nothing to do with her being in college. At some point, you know, I mean, the budget just passed due to the hours that are in it. So I don't see it being increased right away. But I just want to have the impression that, hey, you've reduced the hours because she was in college and never had it back.
Oh.
That's not the case.
Okay. So there's no way of getting her or Laurel any extra hours for?
You can always ask.
Yeah, but you said the budget.
Yeah, the budget is back.
So now we have to wait until.
You have to start years in advance.
No, that's not always the case. They increased Laura's hours mid-year. So but that's based on a specific proposal. We didn't like the lunches that were coming out of CRT. And so we said, okay, we want to increase the quality of lunches. In order to do that, we need to hire somebody to cook the meals here.
Really,
and so the board did agree mid-year to increase her hours to 12 hours a week, 12 hours a week for that specific proposal. So they will mid-year increase if it's for a specific proposal. I mean, give an example, if you went further with some of your goals here, and you came back to the board and said, look, these are the six additional services we can provide to the seniors if we had more hours to do it or something along those lines. But there was a kind of a baseline of services we had prior to COVID coming along and those things. I think we need to reach that baseline first before we start asking for additional hours. So we're not quite there yet. So,
okay, Jess and Jessica, you all set? And Donna?
I just wanted to know.
Okay, Bob is here obviously for a reason. So this is his time to tell us why he's here.
Usually something's going wrong. Actually, a couple things. One of the, I did want to just kind of introduce you to BlueMap and some of the technology that we have and that we're using. So I'll just go over that briefly and then something more, kind of a larger item, more important item to the review. First, this meeting is being taped. It is live over Zoom. If anybody was out there listening, we set it up kind of late. As you can see, there are two screens in the room. And basically what the owl does is that little thing in the middle of the room is it follows who's ever speaking. So if someone else speaks, it'll move to that person, it'll move to everybody. So it's a way so that people who are watching from home under Zoom can see exactly what's going on at the meeting. It has a 360-degree view, so the ribbon at the top is the whole room. And then on the bottom, it follows the person who's speaking. The people on that side of the room can look at this video, the people here can look up at that one. But that's just a small part of it. You meet during the middle of the day, and it's probably tough for people who employ to try to get here for these meetings. It does provide the opportunity so that if you're working somewhere and you want to participate in a meeting, you couldn't be here, you could do it remote. So a person who comes in through Zoom will show up on that screen is if they're, you know, basically on regular Zoom. So you'd be able to see them, hear them, talk to them, and they would be able to see you and talk to you from that screen. I actually tried to get the first selectman to come in remote, but he had a conflict and couldn't be here. But so somebody could participate in the meeting even though they can't be here. If you wanted to get information from somebody and they couldn't be here, then they could participate over Zoom. If you want information on 21 Dow, a state official, anybody, they can now participate in the meeting without having to come out. So we have, especially in evening meetings, but during day meetings too, you know, people are working or people are busy, they can't get to the meeting, and we need them to provide information. Now they can do so through Zoom, through the OWL, so you can sit here and have your regular meeting and still converse with somebody remote as if they're actually in the room. If they want to show something to you, as we were looking at documents earlier, they can put the documents in the computer and show them on the screen. So you could look at exactly what part of the plan, long-range plan, that was just being reviewed. Doesn't mean you have to use it all the time, but it is available. I think it does present fairly well. It records it so that if, let's say, seniors want to know, hey, what's the Commission on Aging doing? They can actually look at the videos available. It's actually recorded on the town website. I know sending things out in print, so some seniors are important, but I don't think we should be stereotyping all seniors as needing just print. I know many, many, many seniors are more well-versed in computers than I am. My 88-year-old father-in-law is on more social media platforms than I am. So they are out there, they're listening to this stuff. It became more important to them during COVID because a lot of seniors are isolated, the way they contacted with the world. And so one thing we're finding is that making sure that they have the technology available to them and making sure that they're able to participate even if they can't get here is more and more important. I mean, we talked about outreach. Well, this is a form of outreach. It is a way to get information out to seniors. Jess realized that, and she came to us and asked for if someone we could come up with. At that time, we were looking for little tablets that could be shared with seniors to start a program so that we could reach out to seniors on command and learn how to use a laptop or to get on Zoom to participate in the meeting. And we did actually find funding for them right over there. We've got how many? Seven of them? Yeah. So we've got seven laptops that'll be held down at the senior social services, and they'll be able to develop programs around those laptops to work with seniors to make sure that seniors are technology literate. It's important, especially during COVID. If nothing else, we indicated that how isolated people can be, and one of the ways that they're able to communicate is over the computer. So it's important that we keep those programs going. So we got seven. We may have the opportunity to get more later, but I want to make sure that you had those. I'm expecting to see programming around those things.
Yep, you know? Oh, yeah. Got it.
Sure.
I have a question. He's a tech guy. Does he? Because a couple of people at 21, they ordered, they went, and you know, they get things in the mail and they order tablets or laptops or whatever, and they don't know how to, they have no idea how to send
them. That would be one of the things they can come here for.
Sign up with her and they'll get it.
Which is the other thing, we found this out under COVID, is that, you know, we're so used to bringing people in here, right, and come in and do stuff. Well, especially with overseas, they can always get in. If you teach them at least a little bit of technology so they can get on it, get on Zoom, also there's all kinds of things you can do, all kinds of programs you can do. The park director can run programs that help COVID, a lot of them online, and still even exercise programs and things online. So we, you know, we're kind of discovered a new way of doing business. It doesn't even have to be in Norway, but it is important that we keep up technology and this line of communication with communicate with seniors. And I don't buy that seniors are technology literate. I can see that by looking at Facebook. And the capital bond there is senior. So, and I'm a senior.
And their medical records too, like you said, during COVID, you know, it's really important now. They have more, you know, freedom and independence. They can access their own medical records. You know, everything was done on the internet and online. So it is, we definitely have a lot of programming we can offer, even for your community care as one of our volunteer agencies, but you have to go through the portal and it's all online. And Jess, mostly on her own, has tried to help a lot of our seniors through that, but it can be difficult. You can take a picture and upload it. So these are just some of the programs that we're going to have for our computers coming up.
So that was the first thing with technology. Second thing I wanted to talk to you about was American Rescue Plan. That is the legislation that was passed by Congress signed by President Biden back in March. And it is a substantial sum of money that are truly going out to local states or the states, local communities. Canton is scheduled to receive $3 million over the next 2 years in what they call local fiscal recovery. This money has to be spent on COVID-related items and categories. The legislature, or the Department of Treasury, just sent out a preliminary rule, they call it, on the different categories which you can spend funding on and the different analysis you have to do before you spend the money. But that preliminary rule, 160 days, is some idea. I actually read it. Painful. But it is important. And some of those categories will fit within seniors. You can basically spend the money to correct anything that was a negative impact during COVID-19. You know, obviously getting shots, the personal protection gear, all those things. But also certain kind of healthcare services, strongly within transportation. Technology. We actually, I think, we'll try to get reimbursed for those laptops. I'm not sure if we will, but we can try. But it's literally, we will get two tranches of funds, one in about 3 weeks for $1.5 million, and then one next year about the same time for another $1.5 million. And the money needs to be appropriated by the end of 2024 and expended by the end of 2026. So we've got a little bit of time before we spend it. I don't know where there's a whole bunch of different buckets the board can spend the money in. But I think some of it is important that it goes to the seniors, social services, those type of things. And so at the Commission on Aging, if somebody who oversees and kind of checks on the needs of seniors, I think it's important that, you know, you play some role in that. To the extent that maybe US and recommendations. Ichi brought up an important thing, and that is we have a good idea of what services we give out, but we don't always have a great idea of what services we need out there. And the same thing with COVID. I was talking to the Board of Selectmen, and they were saying, let's send out a survey asking people where they want to spend the money.
Yeah.
And they go, well,
you'll get responses.
A third will say, just lower my tax. Another third will say, pave my road, neither of which we can do with the money. But maybe the more important question is, you know, how are you negatively impacted by COVID-19? What did it do to your life? How did it change you? And what can we do to correct
that? I think the mental health situation is really a bit huge.
you know, with,
you have
with,
to have a number.
Yeah, with well, with some things you can tell it's small business. We know we lost a lot of our clients. Yeah. We know that there are people in the service community that were unemployed and they're coming back. Restaurants do everything they can to get them back. But we know some small businesses that will hurt, but we know less so with families. It's been a kind of a difficult number. We know what the unemployment rate is, we know what's real high and then it's gone back down again. But you know, at some point we need a survey, you know, what was that impact? So we talk about your outreach. I think that's what we need to think about is how can we do outreach to seniors with open social services and determine, you know, how did it impact you and how could these funds be expended to this issue? So those were the two things that I wanted to bring up. And you know, it is a lot of money. I can't have a numbers kind of this kind of funding. And so I think it's important that we, you know, spend it in the right way. It probably will be a final board of selectmen, board of finance combination decision on how it's spent. But I do think, you know, you should play a role in that and help it.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good news.
Thank you very much. Really
do you all see why I said yes to him coming?
Yes. That's the only reason, Maureen.
Yeah. he let me in on the little secret. Yeah. So
no problem.
All right. Do you have anything else to offer? I did tell him we restrict our meetings to an hour, and we certainly will hope to stay with that. Anything else?
No, that's, I just wanted to bring up a little bit about the technology and then the American Rescue Plan.
Anything else from anyone else? Well,
yes, I do. In the Cat Moonlight, is that the community magazine? Yes. Featured Mr. Skinner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What you didn't know about
this motorcycle.
It was one of the more odd interviews I've done. you know, the guys that do these interviews, they think about, okay, what are the major challenges with the animal? The first thing question you ask is, you know, what food do you like to eat? I'm not sure I'd answer that on his form, but you know, I mean, it's the question. Yeah, it was odd. I got to admit, it wasn't what I was expecting. So it can be the off guard, and I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
He's a steak guy.
The steak, yeah, that was steak. It's probably more nachos than beer, but I went with steak. So. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question about the funding that CAN's getting. When do you need information from us by? Like, is there a timeline for when you need our brainstorming?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I've kind of told the board to take their time and you know, spending it. We do have a couple of different options. We don't have a time frame right now. We have to encumber it. I mean, we have to figure out what we're going to spend it on, kind of contract for those expenditures by the end of 2024. Mm-hmm. So it's set up to give you some time. But with that said, I think the critical part that we need to look at is, you know, how have people been impacted by it and what funds should be spent? You know, and maybe things that we should be doing fairly soon, like mental health, that, you know, we have some mental health services out there, but maybe not to the extent that we should or people utilize if it's something we have available. So if there's immediate needs, I think you can let us know as soon as possible. If it's more long term, like, you know, ramp up transportation, again, I don't even know whether that'll fit within the COVID expenditures, but if it did, you know, that might take a little longer. Because the other thing the Board of Finance has said, some members, is that they don't want to see the funds expended on something that's going to create long-term expenditures. Well, if we're going to, you know, ramp up transportation, that's probably going to have long-term expenditure implications. So that just means you got to do a little more analysis depending on what that long-term impact is going to be. But if there are short-term things we could do to help those who have been negatively impacted by COVID, those things I think we should be looking at and taking steps fairly soon. And that's what will have the best impact on those who need the services.
Okay, anything else? Have we all been frightened with us being on the screen, or are we game? And I think Bob has said other commissions we'll also be doing the same thing. We're like one of the first, but
you are the second.
We are the second.
Selectman was first. And I wanted to, you know, continue to use it, just roll it out so people get used to it. And so we'll be here. We'll be at Board of Selectmen again this Wednesday, and they're going to look at a policy where the regulatory board can be mandatory that they have to use the hybrid approach. And so we'll be planning and zoning, zoning board of appeals, wetlands, board of finance. I think that's it for right now. But you may see other boards on and use it after that.
Do we get a rating system? Like 27 people looked at this and said it was terrible. Or
and I don't know if anybody now, but the other night when we were discussing the tax factory proposal, we had about 40 people in the room and almost 100 online.
Wow.
Looking at it. And when you do that, you make sure you shut off the chat function and they will go back and forth. You might always like what you hear. So, like, you know, we do shut that off. But it does give you an opportunity to have people who you know, are at home, might not drive out to a meeting, but they'll ask questions. And we've sat in meetings and we'll say for public discussion, and I'll go check, use that, and you have the ability to raise your hand. And then you'll call on those people and they come through that owl. I'm embarrassing to follow that, but that's what it's called. They come through that aisle that they're sitting at. You hear them playing today. And it really gives them the opportunity to participate in the meeting. So
I see it actually kind of looks like an owl.
You know? I mean, it's even more embarrassing when you first turn on it. Oops. and we have two of them. So large meetings, we'll have one in the back of the room and one towards the front of the room. So that was somebody who's in here live, people have to say a question. The bird actually follows them and you'll see them on the screen. So that way people who at home are watching can see who's also participating from the center.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our meeting will close. We got 10 minutes, I guess. I don't know. Can I reverse that? Anybody have anything? Thank you all for coming. I mean, this has been really great. Nancy's hiding over in the corner there. And all right, Nancy.
I was trying to be in the blind spot so the owl wouldn't see me, but just can we talk about our agenda for maybe next month? There's a couple of tools that we use at my work that I'm thinking for Nishi, like how to track milestones and targets and all of that, that I can introduce to see if it would be helpful. There's like a charter tool that would go along nicely with all of the work that's already been done. Because I saw that there were some blank spots to put in. What are our targets? How many people do we want to reach? How many programs? So I'm happy for next month to talk about just tools for that. And then I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And I'm happy to just maybe be on the agenda at the end of it every month, maybe. If there's any just community resources that I've come across with my team, I'm happy to just be on there just, you know, 5 minutes at the end to go over.
Okay, good to know. Nancy's been a good source for us through her job.
I think that's all I got. Thank you.
Have you heard anything from the board?
I didn't, and I sent an email, but I haven't heard anything about the full time. Or the full member,
supposed to be an incoming member.
Okay. Yeah, she's currently an alternate, but we have an empty spot. We want to move her up. Move her up.
Move her up. Move her up. We want to keep her.
And then
absolutely.
And then to fill our alternate position, we have someone that has applied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, once there's a four-second policy, once there's a vacancy, we have to do that vacancy over the
30 days. So correct.
And we advertise that people can apply.
Right.
And then they'll fill it thereafter. That's good if somebody applies.
Michi and I helped somebody apply.
Because your arm's still broken.
That's why we keep checking.
Yeah, I had the staff coming to the meeting at the community participant.
Okay. Final.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, everyone, and we will see you next
Thank
month.
Thank you. This was good. Yeah.
And don't forget, there will be only 3 weeks. And when Lori and I get to, well, not me, Lori, she will say, you know, she's looking for info. Don't say not again already, but time is flying.
Are we going to meet here?
Yeah, we're going to meet here.
Are we always coming back here?
Yeah, meet here. I think it's a good atmosphere, professional. Yeah. I mean, as long as you guys don't mind.
Chairs are much more comfortable.
Yeah. The meetings might go to an hour and 15 minutes.
Right. And it will always be set up, because if it isn't, don't expect any of it.
No, I don't know whether we'll have the owl on every meeting, but certainly I think this is a good space for you to meet it. We'd have to train you a little bit on the meetings and else. We can do that. We've already met on a couple times anyway. So, yeah, and we'd let you know in advance so you can get the agenda set up that way.
Okay, Lori is the computer contact, so.
Because she doesn't have a computer, so I'm going to her vice chair.
I'm one of those that'll need your help down there.
Okay, we're all set.
Please be careful out there. You're getting all these forecasts, broadcasts. Yeah. Heat, stay out of it. Animals.
I'll be sending you guys email asking for volunteers.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah,
that
was great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are we off? Did I do all?
You did. Great.